Vayter in Shas, we are in Bava Masa, Daf Kuf Chaf. Picking up on Kuf Chaf, I don't know how many lines down, but it's three lines down from the big lines, so like 10 lines down or so. At the end of the line, Lehalan. Zogta Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Gemara. Lehalan, Manon, Akasav, Der Gidulasan. When they talk about the marriage of Ben Oslalafcha, it puts him in the age order. V'kan derech chachmasan. But over here, when they're talking about getting the land, you know, from their father's inheritance, it goes according to their wisdom. Messiah Leila Rabbi Ami, they say, this backs up Rabbi Ami. He says, Damar Ravami, be yeshiva. When you're dealing with yeshiva, that means you're sitting down, you're doing some sort of din. It says, Rasbam bein l'din, bein l'shar yeshiva, shel Torah, b'shiva z'chacham l'mayel min hazaken. You know, you first go according to the wisdom, and then we talk with the age. You know, age before beauty, this is wisdom before beauty, before age. Halachachar, chachma, you go to chachma. Benesiba, when you're having a party in terms of marriage, then halachachar, zikna, then you go after the age, you put everything in order of the age. Amri avashi, vahud demiflik b'chachma. Now this idea that wisdom goes before age is when the wise person, who's not the oldest, is very wise. So the mitzvah of a chachma, that means it's like something separate from the normal type of chachma. Says Rashbam, a chacham b'chachma. Really someone who's the wisest of the wise. Then you go after the wisdom, not the age. And the other one that says that you go with the weddings, it's when you do the old one who goes, you go according to the age first, that it goes before wisdom is only talking about when the old person is very old. But if he's not so old, so then you put the wisdom first. They were all equal in terms of their wisdom, their righteousness, their greatness, etc. Shneimer pasuk says, "Vatihiyena." They became havoya achas lekulan. This pasuk which says "Vatihiyena" is "Vatihiyena machla tirsa chagla milka noah benos lafchad libnei dodein lenashim." So I'll put them all together as if they were in the same level. Now, Amar Vidar Mishmoel, Benos Alafchad, Hutru Leinatse Lechol Shvatim, they were married, there was mutter for them to go and to marry to all the different Shvatim. Even though there's a halacha that the women of that door who got stuff from the land, they wouldn't marry out of their tribe, this didn't apply to Benos Slavchad. Shenem Arlatobe Neim Tiena Lanashim, the Kapasik says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu that all those who are favorable in their eyes, they can go and they shall they become wives? How do we explain the end of that? It's the same pasuk which says that the family of the tribe of their father shall become they become wives. This is like a good advice for them to go and to do that, but he didn't have to. It's not to say for them. They should marry people that are fitting for them, like we saw in the other previous daf. Mosiv Rabba Emarleim comes. Akasha, when the pasuk says about the iser of eating food which is huktash, when a person is tamei, says Rashbam, emor aleim l'dor seichem kol isha sher yikrav mikol zarechem el akodshim, when you makdish something, asher yakedisha b'nei yisrael l'Hashem v'tum maso alav, and they're tamei, emor aleim hainu l'osan ha'omdim arsinai, those are sinning arsinai, nishna pasuk zeh umikan Talmud l'shar mitzvos hamuras b'torah stam shenemu bein la'avos bein l'doros habayin. Right, so the pasuk is telling us that amor aleihem, when it's talking about when you're makdish something, you tell me, you say to them la'osan omdim har Sinai, to them it's talking about those who were standing by har Sinai and they got the Torah. L'doros seichem, it says l'doros seichem l'doros habayin. Those are the generations that come afterwards. Therefore, the pasuk says the iser applies both in that door who was told and to future generations. Now, im nemer avos lama nemer banim. If the fathers who are by Har Sinai are mentioned, why do you have to speak about the future generations, the sons? Vim nemer banim lama nemer avos, and it talks about for the future, then obviously it's for the fathers. Why did you have to repeat yourself, you know, for now and for later? Why wouldn't I learn out from the father to the future generations? Future generations, and obviously the fathers also. V'yesh ma'ashein, sorry, answer the Gemara. M'p'neshish ba'avos ma'ashein ba'banim. Because there's certain things which apply to the fathers, but not to the sons. There's some things that apply to the children, not to the fathers. Also, remember the fathers, it says, V'chol bas yereshes nachala. Any daughter who inherits a nachala of the shvatim of Bnei Yisrael should be the wife of someone from the family of her father's shevet. And this doesn't apply to future generations, right? This pasuk, asked a daughter who inherited to a share in Eretz Yisrael for marrying outside of her shevet, so that her share wouldn't be given to another shevet, and then they would get it when she would die. But that was only during that generation. And there are many commandments that apply on the son, that don't apply to the fathers, right? For example, mitzvahs that only of yidden that go into Eretz Yisrael, truma, meiser, challah, peya, things like that. All those kind of things didn't apply. Says Rashbam, the tzav abanim, mitzvahs that toli sbar, it's truma, meiser, challah, arla, revia, lelek, hachicha, peya, v'chein harbe. And that's what it means, that they have certain applied to one, certain to the other. That's why you'd have to say both of them. You have to say both of them by themselves. Plus, it's got to mention both of them. But we still had, we mentioned. About the fathers, it says, any daughter who inherits a nachla should get married to one of the tribes. So, Benis Lafred, they weren't allowed to marry whoever they want. Why did they say that they're allowed to marry whoever they want to marry? And for the Gemara, who most of them rhetorically asked the question, he answered, Labarim Benos Tzalafchad, that mitzvah did not apply to Benos Tzalafchad. He said straight out that they are allowed to go ahead and they can marry whoever they want. Says Rashbam, Dahai, Labarim Benos Tzalafchad, Dahai, V'chol Basi Resh Esnacha, Labarim Tzalafchad Kai, Dahar, Gali, Lahu, Kra, the Pasuk says straight up, Latov Beinayim, Tiana Larashim, whoever is that they want, they can go and they can marry. They were in the exception. Amar Mar, Ba'avusu Omer, V'chol Basi Resh Esnacha. It says about the fathers, any daughter who inherits a nachala, ba'avos in babanim lo. This mitzvah applies to the fathers and not to the sons. My mashma, how is it mashma in that pasuk that applies to only that door? that's coming only that door. Amarav, amarkos zeh hadaver. The pasuk says when it spells out that mitzvah, it says this is the thing zeh hadaver that Hashem comes along and he's mitzvah zeh hadaver shetziva Hashem lebnos salafchad lemar lato beinim etc. Right, lato beinim tiyena lanoshim achol mishpachas mata aviam tiyena lanoshim. It says straight up the words that noeg that daver zeh lo yehei noeg elabedora zeh. It doesn't mean zeh hadavar, it means that it's telling you it only applies in that particular generation. In fact, the Gemara Amar Rabba Zuta Ravashi Elameata. If you want to say that the word zeh hadavar is an introduction, is going to show something applies only to that generation. Zeh hadavar the shchutei chutz. What about the fact it speaks about shchutei chutz? Bringing carbonos animals, shechting them outside of the azara. Zeh hadavar shchutei chutz is an iser. Hachanami deloyi nalag elabador zeh. You want to say it only applies in that particular door? It has the introduction there. Zeh hadavar. No, shiny house, and that's different. Tchsiv ledor esam, because it says at the end of the pasuk, zeh hadavar, but it says ledor esam, which means for all future generations. Therefore, in Chinami, zeh hadavar could mean only for now, but then it's straight up not like that. Zeh hadavar derosh beep, turn the page. Kuf chaf on base. So what about zeh hadavar derosh matos? What about this says by the heads of the tribes? And this is talking about, this is Vaidaber Moshe Roshe Matas Levnei Yisrael Lemar Zeh Dover Shetziv Hashem. And that pasuk goes on to talk about the idea of being Matir Neder. The pasuk says, says Rashbam, Chesiv Vaidaber Moshe Roshe Matas Levnei Yisrael Lemar Zeh Dover Shetziv Hashem Ish Ki Yidur Neder Hachanami Lo Yei Noig Din HaFaras Nedarim El Abadora Zeh B'Tamiya. We want to say for some only applies to that generation. Hachanami says the Gemara, Lo Yei Noig El Abadora Zeh, that's the only time you can do it. Amar Leh, he said back, Ahu Yalef Zeh Zeh Mi Hasam. We learn out a gezeira shava of a first nedarim and shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz is ledaris. This is also ledaris. Says Rashbam, Yalif la da first nedarim mized shchutei chutz. The chesiv be doros hachanami doros here too doros as well from the word zeh and zeh. In fact, the Gemara hainami leilav zeh zeh mihasam. Let's learn that the sister to marrying outside of your tribe also applies continuously because of the fact the word zeh. And we didn't say ledaris by the marrying out, but it does say ledaris by shchutei chutz, and you have zeh and zeh. So why not? This is where, hi, my, how are you comparing these two? Bishlam Hasam and Shechel Gzer Shava. It makes sense over there by a first Nadarim and Shrut Echotz, that the Zeh Hadavar, right? We have to go and teach the Gzer Shava and put these things together. But Hacha, Lamai Itzrich. Right? So in other words, since the Gzer Shava comes to set up a comparison between the first Nadarim and Shrut Echotz, we learn from it that just as the Isser of Shchutei Chutz applies to all generations, so to that of a first Nadarim all generations. Over here, when it comes to this Isser of intermarriage in terms of the Shvatim, why was it necessary to have a Gezeira Shava? Right, there's no other din that we could learn out about the Isser of this type of woman who's going to inherit something from someone that married between the Shvatim from that of Shchute Chutz, or a first Nedarim. So the word Zeh Davar in connection to the Isser of the intermarriage couldn't have been said for the purpose of putting it together, right, with the Gezer Shava. Right? If you want to say, right, the Gezer Shava comes to teach us this din, that the Isser applies to all of them, all generations, that can't be. Why? Because Lishto Kramine. The Pasuk shouldn't have just been quiet. Don't say the word Zeh Davar, Vani Yadana de Ledoros. I would know that it's Ledoros. So obviously, the fact that this thing Zeh Davar is coming to teach me, this applies only to the first generation that's there and not to generations afterwards. Now, what exactly are we talking about to say that there's other comparisons between Hafaras Nedarim and that of Shrutei Chutz? Says the Gemara, my Gezira Shava, the time you learned in a Brisa, and Emrakan, Zadavar, and Emrakan, Zadavar says it in both places, Malhon, Aaron, Bonav, Chol Yisrael, just like over there, by Shrutei Chutz, it's talking about Aaron, his sons, and all of Bnei Yisrael. Afkan Aaron, Bonav, Chol Yisrael, so too over here also, by Hafaras Nedarim, it's referring to all of them. It's like the Pasuk is saying, that the first Nedarim is going back to them as well. It says the Rashba, Malahon b'shchut echutz k'siv b'hu davar, daber b'nei Yisrael b'el banav, v'el ko b'nei Yisrael, I'm sorry, daber el Aaron v'el banav, v'el ko b'nei Yisrael, ab Nedarim Aaron u'banav, ki ilu k'siv b'hu. It's like it says the word Aaron banav, by there also, v'chol Yisrael, k'n v'farz l'kama on the Mayach, so we're going to see what the halach is. U'ma, k'an roshim atas, just like over here by first Nedarim, it's talking about the Rosh HaMatos, straight up. Avlal Rosh HaMatos, so too, when it comes to Shchut Eichutz, it's talking about the Rosh HaMatos. It's like the Pasuk was saying, but Shchut Eichutz was talking to the Rosh HaMatos. Right? And what does that mean? We're going to see now. Amar Mar Mar, Laholen Aaron Abanav Echol Yisrael. Just look over there, it's Aaron Abanav Echol Yisrael, but Shchut Eichutz. Avkan Aaron Abanav Echol Yisrael, so too by Afaris Nadarim. Lamai Hechasa, what are you talking about? What halacha? Says Rosh Bam, the Inyan. What do we need Aaron and his children and all of Yisrael when it comes to the idea of first Nedarim? I'm Rav Acha. By Yaakov, Lomer Shafaris Nedarim Bishlosha Yotos. It's come to teach us how first Nedarim can be done with three simple Yidden. Says Rishbam, Tchsiv Lo Yachel Devaro, Hu Eino Mechel. He can't be meichel his words. In other words, if he says, you know, some neder, so he can't be mefer Lo Yachel Devaro. But others kigang ken kigon shlosha dava bezdin kedamina misanhedrin daf gimel afilu shmuel damar hasam shnayim shadanu dineim din ella shenikru bezdin chatzuf. Right, we said you have to have three, and even according to the opinion that says you could do two, just call it din, you know, bezdin chatzuf. Hani mili dineim mamunus. That is talking about dineim mamunus. Don't confuse things over here when you talk about a first nedarim. Not connected directly to Dine Mominus, Aval, Lemishre, Isser, Neder, Lo Sayu, Pachas, Megimel. You have to have at least three, and that's what everybody agrees with. Even Shmuel would agree with that particular idea. Lahachi, Lahani, Gzira, Shava, Kilu, Nichta, Benedarim, Aaron, Abanav. Therefore, you can compare it. It's like saying Aaron, Abanav, Chol Yisrael, Lomelcha, Sheskulin, Kol Yisrael, Lahati, Nedarim, Bafilo, Yotus, Ka Aaron, Abanav. Just even a Hedyot. And anyone can be part of that. Says the Gemara, Vaha, Rosh HaMatos, Ksiv Bei. But it says Rosh HaMatos, right, in reference to the first Nedarim. Right? So don't you need to have them? Says Rashbam, the Mashma Mumchin, you have to be experts, not just Hedyotos. And for the Gemara, Kedamar of Chistam, Rav Yochanan, B'yachid Mumcha. What it means is that there could be even one person can do it if he is a mumcha, if he is an expert. Hachanami yachid mumcha. So to hear, we can explain that this means yachid mumcha, he can get rid of himself. But if you have hedyotos, it could be three people can do it, even if they're hedyotos. Uma kan Rosh HaMatos afloholin Rosh HaMatos. Then we said, just like over here, when it comes to the first Nedarim, we said Rosh HaMatos. So to shchut echutz Rosh HaMatos. What shaychus, what halacha comes from that? Says Rosh HaMatos. Sarach Rosh HaMatos, gabe shchut echutz. What do you have to do with shchut echutz? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Sheish is lomer shi she'ela behektus. It's coming to tell you that there is she'ela. In other words, you could do she'ela's kacham, you could do a first Nedarim, for a neder of hektish. Just like any time a person is mocked, it makes a nether. So too, if you're mocked to something, it's like a nether. So you're able to do that even by hektish. Says the Rashbam, she'ela b'hektish, k'mo she'ela b'nedarim, just like you can do a she'ela, which means a she'ela's chacham to be made for a nether, to be mater a nether. To be nedarim, k'siv lo yachel devaro v'hu adin l'chol ha'kedesh shem shachat kachim b'chutz v'nischayev karis b'yachakach. even though you did something with Yishbichayev Karetz, you can be matir this. Mekdesho Matzah Lo Pesach to Charata Givan, a place for Charata that if they didn't realize what I was doing, Va'akos a Hektish Meikaro, you could uproot the Hektish from his original. Va'avdei Hektish Tos Igloi Milsa Lemefreya, you can show like retroactively it was just a mistake. To love a Hektish Melon was never Hektish. Shupata Meikaro, not Karis anymore. V'hu Adin Chol Davar Akadosh B'motzis Fasav Kigon Shrumos Amaisros. Someone makes something the Shrum or Maisro. The Ibai Mitchalai, you can ask about it. You can uproot it. The Chosin Letivlan, it goes back to Tevel. Because they're reading the Darim B'shili Parak Anoder Min Ha Yerek. Says the Gemara, that's really nice and dandy for almost everyone, except for Beishamid. The Beishamid Dami ain't Shay Lebehektish. What about him? He says that you're not able to do such a thing. That means if you're Mahektish something, even if it's a toast, it still remains Hektish. So therefore, you can't get out of this, even when you made a mistake. Says the Rashbam, Beishamid Dami ain't Shay Lebeshom Hektish Ba'olam. I feel like Shimatse Law, Hachacham Pesach Shalcharate, Inu Yachalatiru, Dafagav the Okas, and Nedem Ikaro, Mosem Nedem Shatos, I feel Achi Gabi Hektish. They don't agree. That Felix Shinasa Hektish Batos, Hayadua Lamaktish, Chashve Le Hektish Gamor, Kolshikin Hecha de Hoktas Belotos, Shalo Yol Pesacharata Shim Talachach Matiro. If it wasn't considered toast, you can't find like an opening to get out. The Tanan, as we learned in a Mishnah, throwback to the Nazir days. Hi. Zevazeh, my Avdali, what are you going to go now and compare the Zevazeh, you know, to now compare the idea of Hafaras Nadarim to Shrutei Chutz, right? What are you going to do with that? Says the Gemara, Zeh Adavr the Shrutei Chutz mi Ba'ilei. Wrong chop, let's try again. Zeh Adavr Shrutei Chutz mi Ba'ilei ala Sholchei tu Chayev. It's coming to teach you, you're only going to be Chayev for Shrita, if you're Shrutei Chutz. Ve'inu Chayev ala Molek. But you're not Chayev for, what up, Malika? For doing Malika. Zeh Adavr Roshei Matas mi Ba'ilei. Right, Malika is when you do it with like the nail. And you pop it off the, you know, the back of the head over there. Says the Rashbam that there's bam. Shkita chayv inu chayv amalika lebeisilo the dar shilei legzer shava nafka lumehicha the nafka lam b'toris kohanim tamad lomer she yishchat ala shkita chayv inu chayv amalika. Okay, beisilo is another limit where he learns it from because he uses this word. Inu chayv amalik zeh adavir the roshay matas mi boilei. And what do we need the zeh adavir roshay matas lechacham matir vein baal matir. It's coming to teach that a chacham can be matir a neder, but a husband is not able to be matir the neder. There's something called a taras nedarim that's to find a loophole to get out of it and find like whether it was a mistake or something. Someone in a faris nedarim where you're just annulling it and getting rid of it entirely. So a chacham could be matir and he can use a Torah, right? This is Rashbam says chacham matir b'loshen mutar mutalecha 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 mutalech kedusiv lo yachal shemao ma'yocha devaru. Who the lo yachel of alacher mochlan lo veloshin heter mashal rabban and high velo lo yachel v'time yesh l'davar l'fi achacham ino matir biyom shamo, he's not being matir like the day of his hearing. Kamo balik the husband below taina without any taina elay de shemot zelacharata, you find some sort of regret for it v'akas haneta meikar you uproot it helkach lo shayach beiloshin afara ela loshin hatara, that's called hatara she hitir lo isra idei hora, he's untying or releasing it from this day. Vitaina Gamura, Aval, Baal, Mefirli, Ishto, Biyom, Shama. A husband can annul or not, right, get rid of his wife's vows on the day. Here's it, Belo Charata, that any Charata. Migzer, it's a Kasif, it's straight up Pasa, Kamova, Alfir, as Brisi, called Dover, Kiyom, Hanekar, Mizbata, Belo Tam, Kari Hafara. So now it says that what? Lechacha, Matir, Vin, Baal, Matir. Baal, Mefir, Vin, Chacha, Mefir. Husband, can you do Hafara? And the husband and the other one, the chacham is not able to do hafara. In fact, the Gemara ule beishamai, according to beishamai, the less lu gezir shava, it doesn't have the gezir shava zadavar hafaras nedarim shol shadiotus minala. Where does he learn out the idea of hafaras nedarim by three people? You have three people coming along and they want to go ahead and they want to be matir neder. Now, we just explained the difference between hafara and hatara, but over here when it says hafara, what it means is hatara. That's what Rashbam says. Hainu hataras chacham, debi'in and beizin, gimel adiotos, o yachad mumcha, darvelei, kebeizin. Aval hafara, mame sagi bebal lechudei, afil hedyot vahenu darminin, bishilim, sechal Shabbos, etc. Okay, the point is it means Hatar over here. So where does he learn it out? Nafkalumi the Tanya learns it from the Braisa. Pasuk says, Vayidar Moshe Modei Hashem b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe declared the festival of Hashem to the children of Israel. This is talking about all the different holidays. We say this in Kiddush, on Yontif, Rabbi Yosei Glili Omer, beep, turn the page, Kufchal from Aleph. Modei Hashem Nemru, the holidays of Hashem were said, Shabbos Bereishis lo Nemra, but Shabbos Bereishis wasn't said. And what does that mean, Shabbos Bereishis? It means Shabbos, right? Says Rishpam Kulim Farsh Lekamon. Everything's going to be explained here. Right? Shabbos Rishis Lo Nemru. Ben Azi Omer Modi Hashem Nemru Hafaris Nedarim Lo Nemru. Right? The festivals of Hashem were said, but the Hafaris Nedarim were not said. Y'all, okay, the Gemara is going to pick up from this and explain all that. For now, we're going to cut it. We'll come back to this, just this point of Beis Shammai, and take it from there on the bottom of Amud Beis. Until then, my friend, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a gri gri di.